You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. This episode is being released on May 30th, 2024. And this week we're talking about the warning for Christians to not be bound together or unequally yoked with unbelievers. That was what Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, but what did he mean by that? And how does it apply to us today? We're going to consider that in our episode today. For links to some related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/05-30-24. Now for our discussion this week. The passage we're going to consider is found in Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth. Notice what he said. Do not be bound together with unbelievers. For what partnership have righteousness and lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? Or what harmony has Christ with Belial? Or what has a believer in common with an unbeliever? Or what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, just as God said, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from their midst and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will welcome you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. There are a few points for us to consider to understand Paul's point about being unequally yoked. First is that this does not mean isolation from the world. We know that from what Paul wrote in his first letter to Corinth, when he was discussing how they were to handle a situation in which one of their own was refusing to give up a blatantly sinful lifestyle. Paul said this, I wrote you in my letter not to associate with immoral people. I did not at all mean with the immoral people of this world, or with the covetous and swindlers, or with idolaters, for then you would have had to go out of the world. But actually, I wrote to you not to associate with any so-called brother if he is an immoral person, or covetous, or an idolater, or a reviler, or a drunkard, or a swindler, not even to eat with such a one. Paul said that they could not go out of the world, and we cannot go out of the world either. We cannot cut ourselves off from society, even as society moves further and further away from God. Instead, we are going to interact with people around us, and in doing so, we are to let our light shine before men in such a way that they may see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven, as Jesus said in Matthew 5 and verse 16. We are to be an example, and we are to look for opportunities to share the gospel with those around us who need to hear it. Second, we need to understand that this is not just about marriage. That is sometimes the immediate application that brethren make from this passage, and it's certainly one of the ways that this instruction applies. However, we need to understand that it is not inherently sinful for a Christian to be married to a non-Christian. Paul, in the first letter to the church at Corinth, said that a Christian who is married to a non-Christian should work to help keep that marriage together. He said, the woman who has an unbelieving husband and he consents to live with her, she must not send her husband away. And the Apostle Peter indicated that a Christian wife could help convert her non-Christian husband. In 1 Peter 3, the first couple verses, in the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives, as they observe your chaste and respectful behavior. That being said, it may not be inherently sinful for a Christian to be married to a non-Christian, but it is much more difficult for a Christian when he or she is married to a non-Christian, because they don't have a common faith or a common hope. They don't have someone there who is going to encourage them to wholeheartedly follow the Lord. Often that unbelieving spouse will tolerate just enough of a level of faith that they're comfortable with their spouse having, and then not any more than that. Often that unbelieving spouse will pull their believing spouse away from the Lord. And also, if there are children who are born in that union, it's much more difficult to raise them to be Christians because only one parent is trying to pass their faith on to them. So It may not be a sin for a Christian to be married to a non-Christian, but it is certainly not wise to enter that relationship. It could have eternally disastrous consequences for the Christian who enters that marriage and also for any children who are born in that home. So that is an application, but it's not all that Paul was talking about there. So what is Paul referring to when he says, do not be bound together or do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers? Well, he's talking about a warning against worldly influences of any kind. He warned them in the first letter, do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. The people that we associate with can have an enormous influence on our behavior, on our thinking, on our priorities, and so on. There should be, for Christians, a difference between us and the world. Peter wrote about this in 1 Peter chapter 4 when he said, for the time already past is sufficient for you to have carried out the desire of the Gentiles, having pursued a course of sensuality, lust, drunkenness, carousings, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In all this, they are surprised that you do not run with them into the same excesses of dissipation, and they malign you. Not only is there a difference between the Christian and the non-Christian, but Peter said in that verse that the people around us will notice the difference. When they notice that, that should provoke them to ask about why we live the way that we do, why we have the faith that we have. And Peter talked about that in 1 Peter 3 and verse 15, that when these opportunities arise, when they ask you, be ready to give an answer. But they won't ask if there's no difference between us and the world, or if we are trying to hide our faith or minimize our faith when we are around them, they're not going to ask in that case either. Those are the associations that we need to avoid. Ones where we are being influenced to compromise, to remain silent about our faith, to endorse their sinful behavior or lifestyle, or to turn to sin ourselves. That's what Christians need to avoid. We need to be the ones who are influencing those around us, not the other way around. Now, when we think about this idea of being unequally yoked together with unbelievers, remember what Jesus said about the yoke that we are to take up. Matthew chapter 11, Jesus gave an invitation where he said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We cannot take up his yoke and follow him faithfully while we are also trying to be yoked together with those who have no interest in following him or doing his will. The instruction about not being unequally yoked with unbelievers is based upon the command in the law of Moses about having two different types of animals yoked together. Deuteronomy 22 and verse 10 says, you shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together. Now, why was that command given? Aside from any theological reasons, practically speaking, it just won't work. They are two different types of animals. You cannot put them together and expect them to work together in a way that is profitable. They're not going to work because they are not the same kind. The same is true for us. We need to avoid binding ourselves together with those who do not have the faith that we have. We need to avoid associations that hinder our service to God rather than help us in our service to God. So as Christians, we live in the world, but we are different from the world. We are to be a light that helps point people to Christ, but we don't do this by becoming unequally yoked with unbelievers. Not only does that not help us turn them to Christ, but it will actually hinder us in serving him wholeheartedly as we have been called to do. Well, that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found this discussion to be helpful. For links to some related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/05-30-24. If you have a moment to rate and review the podcast or share it with others who may be interested, That is always appreciated. And if you're listening to this, remember that we also upload video versions of the podcast to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. So if you prefer to watch this on video, then that option is there for you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see the other videos that we post here from time to time. And if you see a news story or have some topic that you think would make for a good discussion here on the podcast, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.